Diplomacy can be its own kind of tricky knot, but tying a literal knot can be really difficult. Just ask any kid who's struggling with shoelaces. Now imagine how much harder it would be to make a knot in a molecule. That's what some scientists have been trying to do. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports on the tightest knot ever tied.
Knots may not seem high-tech, but once our prehistoric ancestors figured out knots, it led to all kinds of innovation.
Like fishing nets and axes with blades tied to the handles.
David Lee is a chemist at the University of Manchester in the United Kingdom, and he says knots could be just as revolutionary at the molecular level.
But we can't exploit that until we learn how to make them.
The first molecular knot made by a chemist had three loops. It looked a bit like a three-leaf clover. Lee says that's the simplest kind of knot possible.
And then for the next 25 years, chemists weren't able to make any more complicated knots than that.
Which is surprising, considering that mathematicians have come up with billions of possible knots. Well, just in the last few years, scientists have managed to produce a couple of more complex knots. And now, in the journal Science, Lee and his colleagues have unveiled the most intricate one yet. It looks a lot like a Celtic knot, and making this out of molecules wasn't easy.
You can't tie the knots by grabbing the ends and mechanically tying them like you would a shoelace in our everyday world. Instead, you have to use chemistry.
Lee's team designed strands of atoms that could effectively braid themselves together in a test tube.
And being able to braid, like you braid a girl's hair in elementary school, allows you to make much, much more complicated knots and ultimately opens the door for weaving as well, which will be very exciting.
Because molecular weaving could produce materials with interesting new properties. Edward Fenlon is a chemist at Franklin and Marshall College who has a special interest in knots. He says this new one is fantastic.
It's really impressive that they've been able to go beyond some of the more simple knots with just three crossings.
He says this knot has eight crossings, and that makes it the tightest knot ever. Here's how he assesses tightness.
So it's just the length of your rope, and then how complex the knot is, how many crossings you have.
In this case, the rope, if you will, is very short, just 192 atoms long, 500 times smaller than a red blood cell. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.